Oh, it's time. Okay. Hello, everyone. So we have here Benjamin Jamie, who will be sharing Should There Be a Standard in Libra Localization? Ideas on how to make it easy for translators to contribute to any FOSS project they like. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you for the applause. I didn't deserve that yet, definitely. Thank you for being in such a large count here. So, I'm Benjamin, I work in Weblate. I do the talking there, and you can also meet Michal in this lovely hoodie here, and he's the mind behind the code and everything, and the founder. I won't be talking much about Weblate here. That's the talk tomorrow in Translations DevRoom. Here I would like to share a story and kick off something probably that could become a standard in Libre localization. Because at the moment, it's nothing like that there. At first, I would like to talk a short start of a Weblate story. It doesn't start like a masterminded startup plan that will get a lot of money and conquer the world of the localization. No, that's other companies. We are Libre Software from the start, and Michal actually started it when he was working at SUSE, and now SUSE people are very proud that this started during the SUSE Hack Week 11 years ago. For a long time, this is the office. It was actually the office at the top of the building, of those large concrete buildings you have around the Czech Republic, built in socialism. And when you needed an elevator there was those like small, on top of the building, blocks where you put all the machinery for your elevator, but it's not needed now. So all the machinery is downstairs in the shaft, and Michal had his office on the top of the building, and it's like 3 to 4 meters or something like that. And that's how he started it. And it was not aimed to do something that will be masterminded and well prepared for all the use cases. It was just in the start the use case that Michal wanted something better than Poodle, which was very popular tool but no longer maintained, and something that's very tightly integrated with version control system, so you don't have to do much of the manual work, and you are a developer, so you connect Weblate to your version control system and it just works. You don't have to care about anything, and then everything is in the editor, and you know localization editors from Weblate and from other similar tools. And then more and more big open source projects and some commercial companies went to ask Michal, hey, we would like to use it. Can we pay you for supporting it? And yeah, that's how Weblate started getting bigger. And these days, there are large or small Libre projects that are using Weblate. And oh, sorry, I forgot to put a Penpot logo there. we'll do tomorrow. But there is Kaleidos. More and more Libre projects started using it, and it became some sort of a go-for tool. And then Fedora came, I think, 3 years back to us, and migrated all their stuff from Zanata, from their original platform they created, to Weblate, because Zanata was like, we don't have time for that. That's not our core of business. So we won't use Weblate. And that's how we realized that this is maybe the thing that will be happening more, and it became our responsibility. We took very seriously to give the tool to the communities that they can use happily and they can contribute to, but it's still just one platform. It's Weblate, and we created last year a page called Discover Weblate. So if you are on a hosted Weblate, if you have your projects on a hosted Weblate, which is the largest instance of Weblate on the internet, it's easy to search there, and it will be even easier throughout this year because of the development. And if you host yourself, your instance, we wanted to give the users a place where they can come and search through all the Weblate instances that are open to contribute to this page. So at this point, if the project is using Weblate, you have this place, and you can search for your project name, let's say Penpot, and you will be guided to the right place, and you can contribute to the localizations there. But what about if the project, because there are so many projects in Libre world that are not using Weblate yet, or they want to stick with different tool because it's always your choice. What do you use in your community? Sorry. There became an idea, and I think 2 years back, and that's really important to say, the time frame, I was speaking with Dwayne. Dwayne is a wonderful person, author of Translate Toolkit, which is one of the core components that Weblate uses to work with translation files. And Dwayne is, very talkative like I am. So we were talking a lot, and then I told him, and maybe there should be a way for someone that wants to contribute to Libre software, like one place, possibly federated, because so it's not in one central place, where I, as a translator of a Libre software that's not technically savvy, and I want to contribute the time to the project of my choice, but I don't want to search through readmes and wikis, because every project has its own different way, or there is no information and you have to really dig hard to find it. Or if you are at FOSDEM, you can walk around the booth and see a little bit like a little advertisement or small stand that says this project is localized on Weblate. But if you are in the online world, you will spend usually a lot of time to find where is the right place to localize your favorite software. And I told that to Dwayne, and Dwayne said, I had that idea a while before, and I have it very roughly specified. And we were talking more, and then he sent like a nine pages long, nice specification of how it could look like and how it could work. And there are so many other features that we would like to have there, but that was 2 years ago and nothing happened because there is no time to do that in Weblate team. And it should be a community thing. It shouldn't be something that Weblate says, this is the thing, how you should do it, and everybody should use it. It can be like that, but we are at FOSDEM. There are so many wonderfully skilled people that may be interested in not only helping with the actual development, but also sharing their ideas. And maybe they, because it's such obvious thing that's missing, maybe there are so many people that already have similar ideas or some kind of specification. And I would like to use this talk. If you have an idea, I just want to kick it off. We are not working on it yet. We just want to connect, we want to discuss, and maybe in a year on Next FOSDEM, we will have something like that. And a lot of projects could use that, or every project on FOSDEM. And it shouldn't be just about Weblate. It should be maybe a file, like you have a license file in your repository, or a README file that can be indexed by some tool. So if I want to have an instance, a server, where I could guide, let's say I'm a localization lab or some other lovely group of people that wants to localize open source software. They can use some kind of tool, put it on their website, on their own server, and tell, if you have your time, select a language you want to contribute to and find your project. And this might index those readmes or translation MD files from not only GitHub and GitLab, but probably more and more. Can it be done? Probably yes. It will have some limits. It probably won't scan all the repositories in the world. That's not possible. But maybe we can make something bigger than Discover Weblate that's universal use for everyone. What should it do is to guide the translator to the right platform, to the right place, because if I'm a translator, I don't know all the technical way of the localization, which can be made easier by localization management software like Weblate. I just want to translate my hello to hello, and that's it. And it should be unified, so everybody can use it. It should be possible to index it somehow, to search through it. And yeah, that's a start. And probably there is much more that it should do it, but in a start, this would be nice. And yeah, let's discuss. If you go, not right now, because I have to add a link once I finish the talk, but this is the place where you can go and search through Weblate schedule. I just double check. Yeah, it's right. There is no misclick. So if you go there, you can see all the schedule, all the plans we as Weblate have for this FOSDEM. I will add there a link to the discussion. And you can join. You can share it with your friends that are interested in such things. And maybe we will come up with something interesting for every possible translator in the Libre community, or in ideal way, this tool or this localization file or translation MD, whatever we will call it, can welcome new translators that don't feel I'm a translator and then don't know how to get there, maybe to make it easy for everyone. So that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you. And yeah, I'm interested in what do you think. Maybe we still have 3 minutes, so we can talk something. Right now, you can also, if you go to that link, you can also find our BOS stickers, t-shirts, and yeah, other things. And you can share your ideas there about Weblate and what we should include. And if you don't like something, just come there and tell us. Or you can join the online discussion that will be ready in a few minutes. And yeah, thank you for your attention. And if anybody has a question or anything, just raise your hand or come here and tell it to us. Thank you for your time and enjoy your FOSDEM.